Bobby in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, I'm the greatest caller in the history of radio. How are you?
You broke up when you said, what did you say at the beginning?
I'm sorry, I was trying to be lighthearted. I was saying hello from the greatest caller in the history of radio. I guess my joke went south. Never mind. One of the reasons I opened up my call like that is because I've been listening to talk radio for years. I know all the tidbits of what comes out of talk radio, and I'm a fan. What I don't think you get, or maybe you just want to acknowledge, is when one side does this thing where they, you know, deny certain facts or believe in conspiracy theories or blame the other side and say things like this country's going to hell and it's because of the left, that kind of stuff happens on both sides, but it happens way more on the right than it does on the left. And the reason I say all this is because what the last caller is trying to show you is, one, you're not acknowledging how America gets divided by things like that. And two, I would imagine he's also trying to say to you, if you are a believer in the Prince of Peace, which I believe you are, and you're a believer in God, which I am also a believer in God, anyone who believes in God would say, what can we do to unite everyone instead of doing this routine of divide and blame the other side?
Well, let me ask a question.
Sure.
Since you brought up, I'm assuming you're bringing up the Jesus Christ of the Bible that I am a follower of. Is that who you're making reference to?
I just assumed you were a follower of he who is known as the Prince of Peace.
I'm asking a question. Is that who you're referring to? Yes or no? Yes.
Jesus Christ in the Bible, right.
Okay. Is Jesus Christ of the Bible also referenced in Exodus 15:3, which states the Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name?
That's a good question. I'm not an expert on the Bible.
Okay. Are we just going to make reference to Jesus as somehow Savior, or are we going to talk about he is Lord? Lord signifies authority. He is my Lord. I gave my life to him in 2009. I don't take that relationship lightly. And to represent him as being somehow this peacemaker, what does he say about sin in his ministry on earth and in the Bible? Did he just hang out with sinners, or did he tell people don't sin, sin no more?
So you're going to cherry pick what you want to go by?
I'm not cherry picking anything. I'm saying my relationship with Jesus is all I have in my life. And to get on a radio program and somehow speak to me as if somehow you know me, you don't know me. Don't categorize me and put me in the camp of all talk radio. I've done this for 38 years. I'm 67. You sound a little younger than me. Maybe you need to respect your elders a little bit. But all I can tell you is this. I take this seriously. I talk about division all the time and how we can unite. And Jesus is the only way to unite. I despise Republicans and Democrats alike. We have a serious problem with political illiteracy in this country. But more than anything, we have a greater problem with biblical illiteracy. So be careful. I'm not going to sit here and roll over, and I'm surely not sitting here padding my pockets, growing division and being sensationalistic in controversy. And I hope you hear me loud and clear, and I thank you for the call. Yeah, we have serious problems, and I'm just here weaving more of the problem. You need to listen to the program a bit more. Go to franksontag.com. I have a ministry I take no money from. We attempt to get men's lives back in order. We disciple them. We help them. We help put marriages back together. We have men's conferences. We challenge men to step up and be leaders and warriors, just like Jesus Christ, who is not only Savior, but he is Lord. And the very last thing, I probably don't sound like a Christian that you've ever met before. I'm not a pastor. Jesus saved me from myself. I praise him every day and pray every day that the veil of secrecy and lies and evil would be ripped wide open. We're in a battle. This is a war spiritually. We live at a time of spiritual deception. And there's a lot of blame that can be pointed and go around completely. I don't believe in the concept of blame. And if you get that from me, call me and take me to task specifically, not just make broad accusations.